Today's daf in Menachot is daf Kuf Gimel. We're holding at the Halak of Mishnah towards the top. So continuing on with the dinim of people who are minadev Menachot in strange ways. We talked yesterday about the different type of keli and changing the kli that you were koveya for the mincha. Today we're talking about some cases here in the Mishnah where someone is noder a mincha, but from the wrong type of materials, or missing certain materials, or the wrong amount of materials. So suppose somebody says, "Harei alai mincha min ha-se'orim." Now, it's not that there is no such thing as a mincha from se'orim, but the only ones are the mincha ta'omer and the mincha of the sota. There is no way to be minadev a mincha of se'orim. The din is that he should anyway be chayav a mincha, but he has to bring it correctly. Yavim and Achitim. Now this sounds very similar to the guy who made himself a nazir for not watching TV. And we say he has to be a nazir anyway. He can't drink wine, surprisingly. So, you know, he thought it was only no holding beers while you watch the football game. But of course, that's the question. Where does that come from? How can we be mechayev someone in a netter he never made? That we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Same thing is true if he says, "I want to bring a mincha from Kemach." Well, he can't bring a mincha from Kemach. He has to bring a mincha from Solet. Remember, Kemach is the avak stuff that we use to make bread, and Solet is the more crystalline stuff, which is a semolina, which is actually, you can't have any of that Kemach stuff on it. We make sure that there's nothing that is dusty there at all. So he has to bring Solet. If he says, "I want to bring a mincha below shemen or below levana," now of course there is such a mincha, and that is the minchat chote. Problem is, you cannot be minadev or minader and noder in minchat chote. So there he has to bring a regular mincha of shemen or levana. If he says, "I want to bring a mincha with a chatzi yisaron," there's no such thing as a mincha with a chatzi yisaron. All the minachot are yisaron shalem, although it's not as if it's totally mad, because the Minchat Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol is actually, although it's brought originally as a Yisron Shalem, we bring it half in the morning, half in the evening, so it actually is a Chatzis Yisron. Now I'm pointing this out because we're going to discuss what would be if he would have said something that's totally off the wall. What if he says, "I want to bring a Mincha from Chumas"? Now that may be a question, because there is this strange pattern in the Mishnah, which every single case that we're taking as an example is a case that at least falls into the overall set of Minachot. Maybe that's significant.
Sa'orin falls into the
Sorry?
Sa'orin falls into the general.
Yes, because of the Seita, because of the Omer. Isaron v'mechza. So how about if a guy says, "I want to bring an Isaron and a half"? So then, we looked at as bringing two Yisronot. I want to bring a Minchi Yisron, and I want to bring another Minchi Yisron. So therefore, he should bring in that case, because this thing is only half of a Minchi, he should bring Shnai. So again, we're going to get into that. That one's a little more complex. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this whole idea. He says, look, you don't bring a Mincha unless you're Machayev yourself a normal Mincha. I mean, in all of these cases, lo itnadev kederach hamitnadvim. What you said was not an acceptable way to be menadev a mincha, and therefore it doesn't count. All the cases of Lachara, you most understand that. So now, the question is, why? Why would a person have to bring a mincha that he never committed himself to? You can't be b'chayev somebody. I mean, you're saying you made a neder. This is a neder u'pitcho imohu. It's like, you know, it's a pre-mutter netter, because he said what he wants a netter for. And so he said, "But I didn't want to bring chitim. I only want to bring..." Well, you can't bring so. Okay, so then forget it. So then I won't bring it. But how can we be b'chayev him to bring that? Suppose he had come in and he told a chacham, "I thought that I was able to bring it from Sorim, and I don't have any chitim, and I never would have met." So we would have been matir the netter. So here it's like it's pre-matired already. So what does the Mishnah mean? Omar Chizkia, there's no way out. We're going to have to say that the Shita in our Mishnah is a reflection of the Shita of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai holds Tvos Lashon Rishon. We take the first thing in a sentence that's v'chayev you, and everything else is viewed as just a way to pull out at the best. And you can't pull out because he holds that there's no charat shayach on hekdesh. And it's on a reini nazir ben agro grota ben adveila. A guy makes himself a nazir from figs or dates or dried figs. But Shabbai says he's a regular nazir, like any other nazir. And he keeps the dinim of nazir, nothing to do with figs and dates or anything like that. He has to stay away from the wine. Beit Hillel Amrim is not a nazir at all. So that seems to be exactly the issue here in our Mishnah. The shitot between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is precisely the issue between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. That would appear. So Beit Hillel could also have said, Lo is potter because lo itnadev kederacham itnadvim. Rabbi Yochanan says no. To make a Mishnah work out like Beit Shammai, I think that actually we need to explain. The entire Mishnah could be Beit Hillel. And the case over here is a continuation of an issue that we raised in the first part of this Mishnah yesterday, towards the end of Amud Beit yesterday, in which the guy, when we say to him, didn't you say you were going to bring this in two kalim? Or didn't you say you were going to bring this in one kli? And now his reaction defines what it is that he's doing, whether this is meant to be the mincha of that neder, or it's meant to be something that is just an additional mincha. This is sort of the same thing. It happens that we tell him, look, man, you can't bring a mincha minas orim. And he says, oh, well, if I had known, she'ein nodrin kach, lo hayiti noder kach, ala kach, so then I would have said it right. Now, if he's mefarish his words, so then when he said that I am chayav a mincha, so we thought that meant I'm chayav a mincha of sorin, and there's no such thing. Therefore, it's a neder of pitcho imo. But if he himself says, no, that I just really want to bring a mincha, that's the point. I made a mistake thinking that there is such a mincha, but I was always interested in bringing a mincha. Then even Beit Hillel is beta, that of course the first words would still be b'chayiv. If a guy stam said, arei alai mincha, he wouldn't be chayiv a normal mincha, he would. So the fact that he added something and then said, well, that's the only part I made a mistake about, so then he's not taking advantage of the petach. So therefore, it's not as if it's not a neder. You said it's neder upitcho imo. So if the guy says, well, I don't want that petach, I really didn't mean, I meant arei alai mincha, so why wouldn't that work? So then alibet Beit Hillel would also be a kosher mincha. But if that's the case, then einoch inami. If he had said, I mean, I don't mean to say he's always chayav, omer arei alai mincha min asorim, if he had said that, I never would have been neder, then einoch inami. It would be a regular petach to a neder, because after all, according to Beit Shammai, according to Beit Hillel, you could certainly have charata, even on Nidrei Hekdesh. Says Chizkiah, now remember, Chizkiah a moment ago was mefarished that the Mishnah is referring to the Shita of Beit Shammai, and that's the reason that, according to Chizkiah, we say that it's a neder that is chal, even though it's pitcho imo. And yet, Chizkiah says here, Amar Chizkiah, lo shanu elo da omar mincha min ha-sa'orin. Note, and Chizkiah is actually looking at the pattern that we noted in the Mishnah, that whatever was mentioned in the Mishnah is at least part of the overall class of minachot. But suppose he had said, I want to bring a mincha from chumus. Or he said, I want to bring a mincha mina adashim, from lentils. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's completely out of the running. Not even a type of grain. It's a type of legume. That certainly would not be included at all. Clearly, he was not interested in bringing a mincha. Look. Wait. Chizkiah was the one who said that the Mishnah was going to bring Beit Shammai, right? According to Beit Shammai, wasn't the whole point that according to Beit Shammai, we're not interested in what the guy says at the end of a statement? We view that as pulling out or whatever. So, I mean, you can't do that, no matter what you would do. Even if you'd say, well, I changed my mind, but Tokh Kedei Dibur, it wouldn't matter. It's no Sheila. And you can't change your mind. So if it's going to Beit Shammai, it's because it's first Lashon Rishon. So if it's because it's first Lashon Rishon, so then we completely ignore the end of the statement. What's the difference whether he said, I want to bring a mincha from frogs, or I want to bring a mincha from Sorin? It's irrelevant. So how would Chizkiah be the one who is saying that, well, we have to look at the end of the sentence? We don't look at the end of the sentence. Mali min ha-zarim, mali min ha-adashim. Well, Chizkiah changed his mind. Now, it's going to turn out that the statement that Chizkiah just made was actually the reason he changed his mind. And that's why it's a significant statement. It's not like, well, I guess it only makes sense if he changed his mind. It's where he's basically explaining to you by bringing this out why he changed his mind. So, my time ahad, why indeed did Chizkiah change his mind? Omar Rava, because he was bothered by the Mishnah, by exactly what we had noticed in the Mishnah, and it made no sense to him if the Mishnah were Galiba de Beit Shammai. Because look, why does the Mishnah keep talking about things that are part of the overall class of menachot as they exist? Just not menachot that you could be menadeh. So why would it say mincha min ha-sa'orim? If lemaisa, it really doesn't matter what you say, because we're going Galiba de Beit Shammai, who says, forget about the rest of the sentence. Did the guy say, I'm chayav in a mincha? That's enough to be chayav in a mincha. I mean, so then, doesn't it make sense to say something more dramatic? Harei alai mincha min afragis. I mean, why? So say that case. Well, bring the case about Hashim. Why are you bringing a case from a sa'orim? Clearly because you are, in fact, limited to cases that it at least makes sense. Why would I need to limit it? Because according to Beit Hillel, the guy is thinking, I mean, he's made an honest mistake. So it really is a netter with a petach. And when he says, oh, I didn't know, so then we take the first words as a chiyuv, the way that Beit Shammai would have. Beit Hillel agrees to that. But nobody could say, I thought you could bring a mincha from frogs. And therefore, when he said, well, I would have done it right, but come off it. I mean, you said something that's completely out of the running. This is not a mincha at all. So Shemamina, therefore it's got to be, if we limit it the way we're limiting it here, Dafka to Sa'orim, it must be that the problem in the Mishnah is only where it's reasonable to say that the man was To'eh. So it's Mishum to Toihu. Look, B'Sa'orim Toi, nobody thinks he can bring a Chumas Mincha. There's no such animal, and everybody knows it. So B'Sa'orim Toi, Ba'adashim Lo Toi. Rabbi Yochanan says, actually, no. Afilu mina adashim. What? Wait a minute. I'm really getting confused. First Chizkiah turns around. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it was going on to Beit Hillel. Oh, man. Look, Rabbi Yochanan came out on the Shema, took Beit Hillel. I thought Beit Hillel's old svar is because of ta'ut. So how could we possibly say that somebody thought you could bring a mincha from Chumash? I mean, B'Sa'orim, okay. B'Sa'orim, person could be taught because there is such a mincha. Everybody heard about that mincha. I mean, the Omer is the most famous mincha. You know, they're doing spheres Omer every day. The guy's thinking about, oh, wow, Sa'orim, I could bring one of those. But Ba'adashim lo toy. You don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan was not telling us what he holds. Rabbi Yochanan was addressing Chizkiah. So now, remember, Chizkiah we just saw, when he brought this difference between Sa'orim and Adashim, he wasn't just saying something trivial. He was explaining to us, did you notice that the mincha, that the Mishnah mentions is always in line with menachot? Uh-oh, I made a mistake. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, when he responds, he's responding to Chizkiah. He's not saying what he holds. He's saying, well, obviously, that's how I understand the Mishnah. But you should not change your mind just because of that. If you're not persuaded by the fact that stama, we should try to make the Mishnah work out, I'll leave it to Beit Hillel, I'm not, this is no reason for you to change your mind. Because there is a way to understand why the Mishnah would have said, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, as you originally thought, and nonetheless limit the case to cases that are within the range of Benachot. Now, let me explain to you why. He's saying to Chizkiah like this, quote, okay, listen, Chizkiah, my friend, at my time, why did you change your mind? You changed your mind because you don't like the fact that Mishum Delokatoni Mina Adashim. The Mishnah doesn't want to talk about more far out cases. So you're thinking to yourself, well, you better make your mind, it shouldn't matter how far out the case is. You're 100% right. It shouldn't matter how far out the case is. But guess what? It should matter how in line the case is. Because Beit Shammai should be less definitive if the case is more in line. That's the problem. So according to Beit Shammai, it's a bigger chiddush to say Seorim than to say Hadashim. Let me explain to you why. Dilma Lomi Boichama. Maybe the Mishnah is saying, look, not only something totally out of line, like Chumas. So lo, mi boy min Hadashim, we're over there. You could say, aha! The guy said, I'm going to bring a mincha. Now, he's not a total idiot to think he could really bring a mincha from Chumas. So what's, when he said those words, but I mean to bring it from lentils, we say, yeah, smart aleck. You couldn't stand the fact that you felt your wallet lightning when you said those words, harel I mincha, but you knew you couldn't just change your mind, so you may pretend that, of course, I only meant a mincha from Froggies. No, we don't believe that. Maybe that's why Beit Shammai, if it had said Froggies, that would have explained why Beit Shammai is, you can't change your mind. You are in the Mechayev yourself. But on the contrary, according to Beit Shammai, where it was really an understandable error, and it's in line with the overall class of Menachot, there is such a thing as a mincha from a Seorim, so there, we wouldn't say Tzvos, maybe over a year, therefore Tzvos Loshen Rishon. But even Menachot Seorim, where you could say the Igla Meimah, that the guy made an honest mistake, and maybe in that case, we wouldn't have said that Beit Shammai holds. Well, just look at the beginning of the statement. We would have thought that Tfos Lashon Rishon is only a response to a person trying to change his mind, but not where the statement can be understood as a single statement that requires now a little bit of wiggle room. Would I have said it this way, or did I mean it that way? Maybe there he would have agreed with Beit Hillel. Therefore, if you want to stick to your original opinion that it's going, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, the Mishnah works out perfectly well, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, from that type of perverse logic. You see? So taking it that way, you could stick with your Shita. Obviously, it works out very well to me, too. But this is no reason to change your mind. The Mishnah would be completely consistent in either direction. Omar Ze'iri. There's another issue over here, says Ze'iri. It's only if you would have said Mincha, you see. If you say Mincha, then you could say Tfos Hashon Rishon. You could say you're defining that you really meant to bring a Mincha. But if you never said the word Mincha, you said Hare Alai Sorry. There, even Beit Shammai wouldn't have been mafarish. But what do you mean by Sorim? Must mean a mincha of Sorim. That we're not going to say. It needs to be a Lashon there to be Tofes. You don't insert a Lashon and figure it out. So you never said the word mincha, forget about it.
So we say what?
We're saying that in that case, we have nothing to be Tofes it on. Since there exists no such idea in Kachin of, let me bring Sorim. So he didn't say anything. If you want to dedicate Seorim to the Beis HaMikdash, just say, you know, I hereby dedicate the value of a cup of Seorim, whatever it is, but we have nothing to be tofes when you say the word Seorim, and therefore, it's not chal at all. Exactly the way Rabbi Shimon said over here, lo itnadev kederech hamitnadvim, there needs to be a statement that is meaningful within the context of Nidrei HaKdash. Harel Isorin is not a meaningful statement. So it really is a function of tfos. There's got to be something that you can be tofes. If I have nothing to be tofes, then we have don't even discuss it. Now, Reb Nachman was sitting and saying that over. I think he thought it made sense. And Rava, who overheard it, said, well, it doesn't seem to be consistent in the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, if a guy is noted, Kemach, he should bring Solet. And now, isn't the point over here is that the guy said, Hare Alai Kemach. Doesn't say anything about Mincha over here. The Mishnah only opened with the words, Mincha Min HaSeorim. But afterwards it just says, Hare Alai Kemach. Min HaKemach. Not anything about Mincha. So apparently it's talking about where it didn't say Mincha. So my love, the Lo Amar Mincha. La, not the Amar Mincha. And then when it continues on, and he says, below Shemin Levona. Nonetheless, you have to bring Shemin Levona. I mean, you're telling me that that's a whole complicated statement he made. Harei Alai Mincha, min asolet, but below shemen levona. I mean, apparently the guy said, I want to bring kemach without shemen levona. No, no, why do you say that? He said mincha. Oh, well, I'm going to paint you into the corner, said Rava. So let's keep going, and we're going to see that I'm going to reduce you to an absurd position. And what about the next case? Guy says that he's bringing a mincha of a chatzi isaron. He should bring an isaron shalem. So, I mean, here I assume it's talking about he's mechayev himself at a chatzi isaron. Without saying the word mincha. No, it means in all cases, said mincha. Now I gotcha. All right. So now let's take a look at the Sefer. He says, Arei alai isaron v'mechz. Okay? Now, according to you, of course, that means, Arei alai mincha isaron v'mechz. Right? I was hoping you'd say that. Yavi shnai. Now here it says, let him bring two. Now, okay, according to you, okay, the moment he said mincha, now, and he says mincha is chayev in one isaron. So when he says chatzi isaron, he didn't say anything because the mincha wasn't referring to the chatzi isaron. He was just being mechayev himself another chatzi isaron. But you said you can't be mechayev yourself a chatzi isaron. You're going to be mechayev yourself a mincha a chatzi isaron. What would force you to put the word mincha together with the chatzi isaron to be mechayev him? Since according to you, the material itself is lav kolum kamar. I didn't say anything. So then you end up with an inconsistency if you keep insisting that the man has to say mincha with every case. The last case was a case where the word mincha is not together with the word chatzi isaron. Well, that's true, but I mean, we could understand the Mishnah to mean how re'alai mincha chatzi isaron v'isaron. Where over there, you're forced to put the word mincha with the chatzi isaron, which is already machai of you, the full isaron. In that case, given you have a mincha, so the mincha in the context of chatzi isaron, that is an isaron, right? Okay. And we ignore the chatzi isaron. That doesn't mean anything. And then we obviously will apply the word mincha to isaron because that's standard way of bringing the mincha. So the guy is saying, I'm trying to throw in another mincha over here, but chatzi isaron, that's just a mincha. And plus a regular mincha isaron. That's why it says he has to bring two. So kiyadar amar isaron maite isaron achrina. So then explain to me the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Nah, you're not chayav in that case. Loid nadev kederach hamit nadvim." This is really a beautiful checkmate, because if you say this to get out of it, then I have another. I take off your piece by using Rabbi Shimon. Here comes along Rabbi Shimon. How could Rabbi Shimon say loid nadev kederach hamit nadvim in that case? Because now he said it perfectly well. He said a mincha. What did I do wrong? Isaron? At least let him bring the Isaron. What do you mean? He's not chayav because you're saying ignore the word chatzi Isaron. Why? Oh, my Rava, no. Because you didn't know Rabbi Shimon Shita. You thought Rabbi Shimon was just saying that there was a breakdown in the question of the Tfos Lashon Risha. That's not the point. Rabbi Shimon is going to leave the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Matfis. We never take a Lashon Risha without being able to put it together with the entire statement. You don't parse statements at all. So either you can make it make sense or you can't make it make sense. If Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to look at the statement as a unit, then he's talking about a mincha of an isaron and a half, and there is no such mincha. And that's what Rabbi Shimon was talking about. He wasn't talking about this particular parsing wouldn't be mechayev or anything. He wasn't talking about parsing. All along, he was talking about one integrated statement. Richie, it looks like the boy from the Bronx is on.
Uh-oh.
It's getting closer. You're dropping that Sephardic accent from the head. Mitnadev Adam Minchashal Shishimi Saron. Now, a person can go all the way up to 60 esronot if he wants, and he brings it all in one container. But if he says, Arei alai shishim ve'achad, then he can't. Then he has to bring 60 in one container, and the other part in another container. And that is, I'll tell you why, says the Mishnah, because look, if you add up all of the minachot, Minchat Nesachim, that you'd have to bring on the first day of Sukkot, when it came out on a Shabbat, you'd end up with 61. Because, look, you've got 13 Purim that first day. The 13 Purim, of course, every day it's one par less, but the 13 Purim, since there's three Esronot per par, that's the Chatzi Ayin, so that equals 39 Esronim, right? Shlosh Esronim Lapar. For Isaron Lakeves, well, you've got 14 Kvasim, 39 plus 14, 53. You also have the two Elim that have to be brought for the Mishnah. That's another 4 equals 57. You've got the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, and you've got two Kvasim also for the Musaf of Shabbos. Put them all together, it gives you 61. And therefore, we feel that an individual should not try to equal the Tzibur, so it's right that he should drop one and be limited to 60. And therefore, I would say, Dayo liyachid, shiei pachot min hatzibur echad. Omer Rabbi Shimon, listen man, I'm the guy who does the gematrias around. Have you ever heard of Bar Yochai or not? Let me tell you something, this is ridiculous. What kind of business? 61? 61? There's not 60. First of all, they're brought for different animals. Elo leparim, elo lekvasim. One day they're probably going to do gematrias like the Hasidim. These are for the parim. These are for the kvasim. You can't even put them together in one kli, remember? Because the par ends up being a 2-to-1 ratio with the kevis is a 3-to-1 ratio of oil. So one is blila raka, one is blila ova. You mess up the whole osmotic balance of the mincha if you mix them together, as we said before. So you can't even put them in the same container, okay? And therefore, and what about the other din? I mean, what about the fact that they're not even at the same time? We're going to get to that also. I'll tell you, it's really very simple, and it has nothing to do with these symbolisms and tzibors and yachid. It's just a logistical problem. It's ad shishim yicholim liyibalel. You can only get a good mix in a container of 60. Once you go beyond 60 and 1, then it's not going to mix properly. Now remember, we had a machlokas earlier about whether we prorate the oil in a mincha or not, in a minchas yachid. And there would be therefore two ways to understand. There's insufficient oil once you go beyond 60 to 1 lug, or even if we prorate it, there is a problem in mixing well that amount of material at once. Okay, in any event, I say that's the issue over here. It's pure logistics. 60 is your maximum. So they said to him, I mean, come on, 60 is the difference between 60 and 61. I mean, shishim nivolim, shishim echad enivolim. He said, really now, that's your problem. So you go to a mikveh in 40 saw, but not in 39.99 saw. That's you're ready to accept, right? I call me those chachamim king. Barbaim sa'ar tovel, say, hey, this is the mikveh shekol basar, oila boy, but a little bit less, you can't fit him in, you know, by pushing his rear end a bit. Come off it. So I mean, that's the way it goes. Arbaim sa'ar shekurtav, ene yochol itfol behem. That's the definition of a shear. So this is the shear of Belilat HaMincha. What do you ask me? Can't you fit in a little bit more? She'ir she'ila l'mala mi'Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. This was during the period of the She'il Tot. This was the standard format of the way in which we set over halakhic psak. So here we're sitting in Beit Din. This was the formal way of recording the question that had been presented. And that the following question was asked in front of the Beit Din of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. Minayin la'omer harei alai shishim ve'achad, mevi shishim b'kli achad, ve'achad b'kli achad. So, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, who was there in the Beit Midrash together with everyone else, but remember from the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Shabbat, where the old Monty Python is, what have the Romans ever done for us? And it was Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi who was the one who said, what do you mean? Look at the roads. Yes, there's the roads. Look at the bridges. Yes, there's the bridges and so forth. And the Romans liked that, and they appointed Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi as the chief speaker. So he had to be the one to open all of the proceedings in honor of the government, being as he was such a loyal citizen of Rome. So Potach Rav Yehuda Rav Eloy Rosh HaBedabrim B'chol Makom, and he said, well, it's very clear why we cannot allow an individual to go up to 61, because Shekein Matzinu Tzibur Mevim B'yom Tavrish Shachag Shechaliot B'Shabbat Shishim Me'achad Dayoli Yachid Shivchot Min HaTzibur Echad. And that gives you your standard meaningless answer. Omale Rabbi Shimon, come on, guys. I mean, Elu Parim, the Elim, which have one level of 2-to-1 mixture, and then the Kvasim, those are 3-to-1 mixtures, and this is Kvasim, Elu Blilatan Ava, Elu Blilatan Raka, not to mention the fact that you're throwing in carbonate that are brought in the morning with carbonate that are brought in the afternoon. These people, these carbonate never see each other. These menachot never put it to the same kli. And you're mixing up now, you said the two tmidim and the musafim, and I mean, this just makes no sense at all. Elu blilatan shacharit, elu blilatan ben harabayim, and nivlonim mizal zeh. So everybody was sort of, yeah, that is a point. So do you have a better explanation? Amrulo amorata. Amalem, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you with the symbolism, but it's really quite simple. The Torah says, Komin chablu lava shemen v'chareva. Okay? That means that kvar amra Torah, a mincha, why we say blu lava shemen? V'chomin chablu lava shemen. And we have the rules for each mincha, right? The minachot have shemen. Obviously, the minachot blu lava shemen. I mean, every time you say the word mincha, you have to start explaining what. But the point is, the Torah wants you to bring a mincha that has the potential of being properly b'lulav HaShemen. That's the point. So, havei mincha sheyechola leibalel. And since it's beyond 60, it isn't going to be well mixed. Amrulo, I mean, that's the point? You're able to, like, define a moment logistically where it can't be a little bit more? B'shishim nivalim, b'shishim v'chad ein nivalim. Marla, what's with you? Look, you can fit into a mikvah rabbayim saw, but that you can be tevelin. But arba saw chaser one thimbleful, that not. Or one beitz is metami tumato chlim. But if it's a sumsum less, then it's not metami tumato chlim. This makes sense to you? That the chashivat of you mean you have exactly the kebetza fills the person's throat, and, but a sumsum less, that not. I don't believe it. And you've got a shiur in which it is suitable for somebody to sit on. So if it's 3 by 3 tvachim, then it's roy to be metamitumis medras. But you understand if it's missing one thread in the weave at the end, which you can barely measure, then it's not good enough for midras. And I'm expected to believe that. So shlosha shlosha metabi midras, shlosha chasunim achas ein metabi midras. But I mean, if you can ask that question, we might as well throw out the concept of shiurim. The point of shiurim is to take a standard and recognize that that is what we are forced to utilize because the Torah has made a statement about this needs to be oichel, this needs to be called gufa oilaban. It may well be that we have to determine what that is, but we certainly don't determine it on a case-by-case basis. Therefore, if you're talking about belila, this is the standard for belila. But Rabbi Shimon, who cares about belila? V'chi ein nivlalim ma'avi, there's not really a problem, is there? Being as belila is not ma'akev the mincha. So even if you're concerned it won't be properly nivlal, no! If you hadn't been belila at all, it would be kosher. So, ma'avi, v'atnan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, im lo balal kasher, if you don't do belila at all, it's kosher. So now you're so concerned you have to have 60, and not 61 because it has to be better balul. Rabbi Zira, this of course becomes one of the most famous principles that's applied throughout Shas. Kol haro'uila bila, ein bila ma'akevet bo. All the Mishnah says is, if it wasn't balul, but the Mishnah doesn't say if it cannot be balul, there's obviously a difference, and of course this is consistent with what we've been learning over the past few days, that there is a major difference, and this went all the way back to Rabbi Shimon again, the question of Roy li zarek, is it kizorek dami? Roy li pidyon, is it kipidyon dami? The din of blila is different if it's roy li balel. But if it's not roy li balel at all, it removes it from the class of kol mincha b'lulav ha-shamen. Because this cannot be mincha properly b'lulav ha-shamen, you see. And therefore, this becomes a general statement all over Shas of that principle. It's an abstraction. Kala roi labila, then ein bila ma'akevet. Kosha ein roi labila, we apply that to everything. So the potentiality is essential, but not the actuality. Omer of Bevi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, you know, there was a ma'aseh, speaking of the shiurim over here, there was a ma'aseh of a pirdachat in Beit Rebbe. There was a mule that had died in Rebbe's house, and they drained it of its blood, and they measured a shiur of a revi'it in its dam, and they wanted to see if there was a revi'is of dam. Then they said that that dam would be the equivalent of a kizayit of a nevela, because one of the shiurim is that revi'it is ru'uya when it's exposed to the air long enough, so it will now congeal into the size of a kizayit, and a kizayit is a shiur of a nevela. The question over here was, therefore, is dam of the pirda b'tam of a nevela? This doesn't make any sense, because in Idiot we learned that Heid Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Batera, that Dam Nevelot is Tohar anyway, and it's not able to convey Tumat Nevelot. If I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Batera, you should know there was actually this weird story of the Romans who were going around with gladiators, and what they were using in their fights over here were arodiot, these wild asses, and they were feeding them to the lions, you know, build the lions up a little bit for their gladiator contests. And they were, these were exactly, and they would feed them to the lions in the middle of the square, you know, and the place was running with blood. It was the center piazza of Rome. And the Olei Regolim were shokin ad arkuvatehem badam. And here you had all the Jews are over there, and they are sunk to their knees over here in blood. Blood of nevelas. I mean, these are arodiot. I mean, so these are nevelas. V'lo amru lehem davar. They didn't say a word to them. Sounds like this happened more in Yerushalayim.
They had to walk through
the Romans to get, right? As they're all over Golem, I assume they're not going to the Vatican. So, and the question was, are they Tomei? Can they go to the Beit HaMikdash like this or not? And there were people over here, the Rabbi Gershom says that there must have included Kohanim or actually Truma. So he learns that it was not the Beit HaMikdash, it was just a question of whether they were going to be a bit tamei, and nobody said anything to them because apparently it was not mitame. Ishtik, so Rav Bevi said, he didn't say anything. In other words, he only reported the original mice that appeared. He didn't respond. So Rabbi Zrika said to him, "Could you tell me why you didn't respond?" My time alokamahadermar amale, you know. Do you understand that it takes 99% of my energy to remain sane? And you ask me to have enough energy left over to answer all of these questions. This is a story in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, of exactly the same response, except over there, he starts kicking him under the table. He says, "Why are you kicking me?" And then, it's because I'm insane. And this is the answer. That is, you know, why am I insane? So he says, "You're asking me to give an answer. You know, I see that you do not understand the human condition at all. I mean, you know what Rav Kohen said? I read the meaning of the terrible words in the Tokacha. You'll see your life hanging by a string in front of you. You know what that means? That means somebody who doesn't have a farm with a nice storage space where he's got, you know, 25 years worth of food in the basement, a little bomb shelter so he can survive the radiation. He's got some long-term survival prospects. But I mean, a guy who only has grain stored for 1 year. I mean, it's watching your life hanging by a thread, you know? Then the pasuk continues, Upacharita laila v'yomam, you'll be terrified, night and day. That's a guy who has to go to the supermarket once a week to buy his food. I mean, forget it, you might as well be dead. So zelokech tum erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat. And then a person who's totally lost hope, al ta'amin b'chayecha, that's a guy who's got to walk in to buy a pita every morning. Zesomech ala paltar, if the bakery closes down, or if there's this little electromagnetic pulse and now none of the trucks start and the distribution system is gone, the entire New York population is dead within a... This is worth living with. Well, I got news for you. This is how I live my life. You call this a normal life? Now, who gave this poor guy, meaning me, lives in this way. I go to my kollel every morning and I buy myself a little bit of bread. That's how I live. I shiver, tremble in my boots. I've lost my sanity completely. How am I supposed to have energy left to answer Akasha from this mice? You're lucky you got anything out of me. All right, never mind. So, my happy Allah, is there an answer that we can come up with? That's great. Rav Yosef, well, Reb Yehuda Morayana, this is Rabbi Eloy, who was in the Beit Rebbe, and I mean, it must have been extremely old at that point, but he was the Moraina of Beit Nesia, and he was the one who actually explained his own shita to us. And that was, it's not, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Devarim Mikulei Beit Shammai, Umuchumrei Beit Hillel, and this was actually one of them, which is that Adam Nevelot, according to Beit Shammai, is tahor. According to Beit Hillel, is tamei. So what was going on in Beit Rebbe, where they did the analysis of how much dam there was in the pirda of the Beit Rebbe, was aliva the shita of Beit Hillel. Now everybody made the mistake of thinking that, well, certainly the shita lekula was Beit Hillel, and therefore they didn't say anything, because in the case of the blood of the wild asses, they figured, well, they're definitely shita that Torah, that must be Beit Hillel. Not Beit Shammai, but this is one of the rare cases where it was the other way around, which is why when we were being Mora Halacha in Beit Rebbe, it was Aliba the Shita Beit Hillel, which is Ladina, and actually it's Tomei. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Afke Shetimu Beit Hillel, Lo Timu Ela B'Revi'it. Nonetheless, the Shiur is not because Dam itself is Tomei B'Revi'it. It's because a Revi'it of Dam essentially carries the same amount of Tumat Nevelut as a Kizayit of Basar. That's the point. So, Ho'il V'Yacholik Rosh V'La'amod Al Kizayit, that blood, when congealed, is the shear of Tumat Sevel of a Kizayit. They didn't make up a new shear that there's a Tumat of Dam. There isn't a Tumat of Dam. There's a tumah of nevela. The nevela, in the same way Basar, of this amount of cells that equal one kizayat or metame, the amount of cells of blood cells also equals one kizayat. It happens to be that the shear of Revi'it, remarkably, is that shear, but it's not because he's saying there's a new tumah dam. That's a different halacha.
So even if it's liquid, it's as if it's...
We look at that as if it's the solid. Ha'omer ha'rei alay mincha minas sa'orin yavi min achitim, kemach yavi solet, b'lo shemen v'lo levona yavi shemen u'levona, chatzi yisaron yavi yisaron shalem, yisaron v'merzi yavi shnayim, Rabbi Shimon poter, shelo yitnadev k'derech ha'mitnadvim. Amai, neder u'pitchoi mo'u. Ha'omer ha'chizkia, look, it's gotta be Beit Shammai shita, da'omer ha'tfos l'shon rishon, it's not. Ha'reini nazir min ha'grogrot, min ha'dveila, Beit Shammai omrim nazir, Beit Hillel omrim, Eino Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, filatema beit Hillel. It's got to be referring to a particular case, like the previous Mishnah, where Be'omer ilo hayiti yodea she'eino drin kach. I still would have been noder. So I meant, Harel, I mean, I just made a mistake about what? Omar Chizkia, this is only true where he said minchamen ha'sorin. Had he said minchamen ha'adashin, the whole thing would fall apart. What? I thought Chizkia was the Kaban Arba L'Shemayit to Beit Shammai. And I thought Beit Shammai's reasoning was between Shutvos Lashon Rishon. And if that's the case, Mali Min Asorim, Mali Min Adashim. That's exactly the point. is that Chizkiya was Hadarbe. My time of Hadarbe, exactly because of this point, Amar Rava, because Matnita was Kashite. Why is it that the cases in the Mishnah all are drawn out of the general set of Minachot? Why say Mincha Menasorin? Why not talk about bringing Mincha from Chumus? Because nobody makes that mistake. Therefore, it's got to be a question of Mishum to Toyu, and Bisorim Toy, Badashim Lo Toy. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Min Adashim. What? Wait, everybody's saying the opposite thing here. Mithi Rabbi Yochanan Gaman Amr Shmaitzik Beit Hillel. I thought the whole point of Beit Hillel was because of Ta'ut, and then it doesn't make any sense, because certainly only Bisorim Toy, Badashim Lo Toy. No, Rabbi Yochanan was responding to Chizkiya, telling him, at my time, just because of this issue, the Lord told him in Adashim, according to your own logic, it makes perfectly sense to say this case, because it's Lomi Boy Min Adashim. Well, there, of course, we say Tvos Lashon Rishon, but maybe why we say Tvos Lashon Rishon is because the guy's trying to pull out. So he's Hadarbe, therefore Tvos Lashon Rishon. But the chiddush of the mission is that even if he didn't say min adashim, he said min asorin, we're over there, you'd think maybe the guy's making an honest mistake. Afal pikeni, afilo achi tvas lashon rishon. That's the meaning. Omaziri, lo shano ela de ama mincha, velo ama mincha, there's nothing to be tvos. Yosu, nachem, kamal, ala shmaita, etve, ravalim, nachem. And when it says the Mishnah Kemach Hivisolet, I mean, Lav de Lo Amar Mincha? No, why? Don't Amar Mincha. And when he says below Shem Levana, Yavi Shem Levana, my Lav de Lo Amar Mincha, Lo de Amar Mincha. Chatzi Yisaron Yavai Yisaron Shalem, my Lav de Lo Amar Mincha, why? Don't Amar Mincha. See, Yochi, Ema Seifa, Yisaron Vemechza Yavi Shnaim. Kivin de Amar Mincha, he's already Chayav Lebi Yisaron. When he says Chatzi Yisaron, that's meaningless. So where do you get Shnayim from? Lama Kun, because Mincha wasn't referring to the Chatzi Yisaron. Well, let's interpret that as meaning that he said Harei Alai Mincha first Chatzi Yisaron, then Yisaron. At least that one. When he said the Mincha was already Chayv in Yisaron, when he says Chatzi Yisaron, that's a meaningless statement. Then he goes along and he says Yisaron, so then he brings another Yisaron. Then how do you explain Rabbi Shimon Pater? What do you mean Rabbi Shimon Poter? Shaloit Nadev Keter Chamit Nadvim. He made a perfectly good neder. Omar Rava, that's because Rabbi Shimon is a sheet of Rabbi Yosef, who holds that we have to look at a statement in its entirety. And he says, Af Begmar for Rav Adam Matvis. Mit Nadev Adam in Chasha Shishim Yisaron Umevi Bikli Echad. But Imam Arei Alay Shishim Echad. Then he asked me, maybe Shishim Bikli Echad. V'echad Bikli Echad. Shkena Tzibur Mevi Biyom Tavrish Shechag. Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat Shishim Echad. Dayo Liyachid Shehu Pachot Min Tzibur Echad. Omri B'Shimon. What does that have to do with anything? Hello, Eilu Parim, Eilu Kvasim. Eilu Nivlalim Zeim Zeh. Sorry. Ve'inam Nivlalim Zeim Zeh. Ela. I'll tell you the reason. Ad shishim yecholim libalel. Amru lo, ad shishim nivalim. Shishim echad ein nivalim. Amar lam, this is a problem. Kol midot chachamim kein. Barba'im sahu tovel. Barba'im sahu chasar kurta veno yecholim tovel. Shal she'ela zo lemala mirabi yudah berabi loy. Minayin lo omer harei alai shishim echad mevi shishim bikli echad. Ve'echad bikli echad. Potach rabi yudah berabi loy. Rosh ha'medabrim b'chol makom v'yamar. Shekein matzinu tzibur mevim biyom tavrish achag shechal liyot b'shabbat shishim echad dayo liyachid shivchot min hatzibur echad. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, what's the connection? Reil parim ve'elim on the one hand that have the b'lila ava ve'elu kvasim elu b'latan ava b'latan raka, not to mention the fact that elu b'latan shachrit ve'elu b'latan ben arbay and never nival. So that's not the issue. Amrulo emorata. Amaron, I'll tell you very simple. The Torah says, "Kol mincha belula v'shemen v'chariva." So it means the Torah is saying, "Havei mincha that is at least yicholala hibalel belula v'shemen." Amrulo. So what are you saying? That b'shishim nivalim, b'shishim echad, ain't nivalim. I mean, one little additional zeron is going to make the difference. אמר לו, כל מידת חכמים כאינו, בארבעים שעה הוא טובל. One little thimblefold missing is going to make a difference. בארבעים שעה חשר קורטב, yes, אינו יכול לדפול. כבית שמתאמית ומסוכת, כבית שחשר סומסום, אינו מתאמית ומסוכת. שלוש על שלוש, מתאמי מדרס, שלוש על שלוש חסונים האחס, אינו מתאמי מדרס. But Lamaisa, even if there ain't any Valalim, who cares? What's not? Im lo balal kasher. Amr Abizir, but that's the point. Kola ro'ui labila, en bila ma kevet bo. But kosher eno even ro'ui labila, there you gotta start worrying, en bila's ma kevet bo. Amr Abibi, Amr Abishur ben Levi. Ma set. The perda achat shabbet rabbi shemeta. Vishyaru chachamim et dama. ברביעית, מה תפיסו בפייסנא, היד רבי ישוב בן בטרה, על דם נבלות שהוא טהור, and they actually brought a מייסה, רבי ישוב בן בטרה, עשה מעשה, והיו נוחרים הרודיות להריות בישרת יש המלך, והיו אולי הרגולים שוקים, עד הכוויהם, בתקוותיהם בדם, ולא אמר להם דבר, אישתיק, אמר להם, זריק, why don't you respond? אמר להם, how am I supposed to respond? דאמר רב חנין והיו חייך תלויים לך מנגד זה לוקח תבוע משנה לשנה ופחדת הלילה ויומם זה לוקח תבוע מערב שבת לערב שבת ואל תאמין בחייך זה סומך על הפלטר ההוא גבר על הפלטר סומך מה יהבי אלו? אמר רב יוסף רב יהודה מוריין עד ונשיא יהבי ואורי לי כשמעית אתה it's not רב יהודה אומר שישה דברים מכולו בית שמי וחומרי בית הלל and one of them is The dam nevelot bet shamayr metarim zer meikel bet yom metamim amr yosef rabbi yehuda af kishetimu bet yilel lo timu al berviit hov yachol likrosh v'lamod al kizayit.